Ripple takes a stake in Flutterwave at a 3.3B valuation. Ripple has acquired a stake in Flutterwave, the deal valuing the African payments company at $3.3 billion, according to a June 16, 2026 report from Cointelegraph. The size of Ripple's stake was not disclosed. The move puts one of crypto's largest payments companies directly inside the continent's most prominent fintech. Flutterwave processes card, bank, and mobile money payments for businesses across more than 30 African markets and handles payouts in dozens of currencies. Ripple, best known for XRP and its cross-border settlement network, has spent the past several years building out payments and stablecoin infrastructure. An equity position in Flutterwave gives it a foothold in a region where moving money across borders is still slow and expensive. A bet on African payment rails. Africa is one of the harder places in the world to send money. Intra-African transfers often route through correspondent banks in London or New York before landing in a neighboring country, adding days and fees. Remittances into the region run into the hundreds of billions of dollars a year, and the cost of sending them remains among the highest globally. That friction is the gap Ripple has long pitched its technology against. By taking a stake in Flutterwave, rather than competing with it, Ripple gets distribution into a network that already connects banks, merchants, and mobile money wallets across the continent. Flutterwave, in turn, gets a partner with settlement infrastructure and access to stablecoin liquidity. The $3.3 billion valuation is notable on its own. Flutterwave was last valued at around $3 billion in a 2022 funding round. So this transaction holds the company near that mark in a period when many fintech valuations have been cut. For Ripple, writing a check at that level signals it sees African payments as a core market, not a side experiment. The strategic logic points to stablecoins. The strategic logic points toward stablecoins. Ripple launched its own dollar-backed stablecoin, RLUSD, and has been positioning it for cross-border settlement. A stablecoin that can move value instantly between markets is a natural fit for a payments processor operating across currencies that are volatile or hard to convert. If Flutterwave's rails begin settling in stablecoins or routing through the XRP ledger, transfers that currently take days could clear in seconds, with the foreign exchange step happening on-chain rather than through a chain of intermediary banks. That is the version of this deal that would matter most to end users. For now, the companies have confirmed the investment. Not a specific product, so any settlement integration remains to be detailed. The backdrop matters too. As of June 16, 2026, the broader market is in a cautious mood, with Bitcoin around $65,640, down 1.4% on the day, and a fear and greed reading of 24, firmly in fear territory. Deals like this one are infrastructure plays that tend to move on their own timeline, regardless of where token prices sit on a given week. The connection to crypto spending. For people who actually spend crypto, the plumbing under cross-border payments is where a lot of the real cost hides. Anyone who has loaded a stablecoin-funded card or sent money home knows that the headline rate is rarely the full price. Conversion spreads, intermediary bank fees, and slow settlement all eat into the amount that arrives. Cheaper, faster rails in Africa would feed directly into that. Nigeria has consistently ranked among the world's top countries for grassroots crypto adoption, much of it driven by people using stablecoins to escape local currency weakness and to move money across borders. The same pattern shows up across Kenya and other markets where mobile money is already the norm. A payments giant settling in stablecoins on the back end could make crypto-linked cards and wallets cheaper to fund and faster to cash out in exactly these regions. This also fits a wider trend of crypto-native firms buying their way into traditional payments rather than building parallel systems from scratch. Ripple has made acquisitions in custody and treasury infrastructure before. Taking equity in a large processor extends that approach into consumer-facing payments. The Flutterwave deal follows Ripple's recent work, bringing the MXNB peso stablecoin to the XRP ledger in Latin America, suggesting a consistent regional playbook. Partner locally, settle on chain.